Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Fuels America Full Release Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Jaffer Rizvi. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jaffer Rizvi with the Glover Park Group. I want to thank everyone for joining our call this morning. Today, Fuels America is releasing a new public opinion poll on consumer choices related to gas prices and attitudes about renewable fuel and the Renewable Fuel Standard, or the RFS. We have two speakers this morning. The first will be Brent Erickson, who's the Executive Vice President of the Biotechnology Industry Organization, or BIO, which is the world's largest biotechnology trade association. Our second is Brooke Coleman, who's the Executive Director of the Advanced Ethanol Council. AEC represents worldwide leaders who are working to develop and commercialize the second-generation ethanol fuels. Both of these groups are members of Fuels America, and after they make some short remarks, you'll have a chance to ask our speakers questions. If folks have questions that we don't get to answer or that you think of after the call, please feel free to follow up with me. Again, my name is Jaffer. It's spelled J-A-A-F-A-R. And my email address, I'll spell out for you, is jrizvivravictori@gpgdc.com. You can also find more information on our website, which is fuelsamerica.org, or you can follow us on Twitter at fuelsamerica. So now I will turn the call over to Brent Erickson.
Thanks very much, and hello to everybody on the phone. It's good to be with you this morning. There's been a lot of hype and hyperbole and misinformation about renewable fuels, so we wanted to go out and take the pulse of the American public. Fuels America then commissioned a poll of about 1,000 adults nationwide through an independent research firm called Research Now, in order to gauge the opinions around high gas prices and renewable fuels. Interviews for the poll were conducted between June 7th and June 12th of this year, and the poll asked a number of questions about gas prices, the things folks cut out of their household budgets to make room for high gas prices, and overall attitudes about renewable fuel and policies related to renewable fuels. So, you all on the phone can see, and the public can see, the results on the Fuels America website, fuelsamerica.org. And what we found was that across the board, there was strong support for increasing the use of renewable fuel in our country. Americans tend to support it because it's good for the environment, good for our economy, and it enhances our national security. Nationally, 9 in 10, or 89% of Americans, indicated that alternative energy policies are either very important or somewhat important to them. And we also wanted to say that we appreciate the fact that President Obama reiterated his administration support for the Renewable Fuel Standard yesterday when he was talking about his climate change action plan. So let me just talk briefly about some top-line results of the poll. Those include 80% of Americans think that the nation should be using more renewable fuel. 78% believe we should be transitioning from an oil-based economy to an economy that uses more renewable fuel. 75% of Americans want more renewable fuel options at the gas stations. And 69% agree that increasing the amount of renewable fuel we use is critical to our national security. The pocketbook questions, which are central to everybody's mind these days, that we asked were also interesting. When gas prices go up, families have to make some tough choices. 55% of the respondents nationally said that if gas prices go up, they would be likely to take fewer road trips to visit friends and family, and that 27% said they would enjoy fewer meals out at restaurants. So we know that Americans are already cutting back on driving due to high gas prices, and we could see more of this if gas prices continue to rise this summer. So now what I'd like to do is turn it over briefly to Brooke Coleman, who's going to dive a little deeper into the demographic and ideological breakdown of the poll respondents. And then we'll come back and take questions. Brooke?
Yep. Hi, everyone. Brooke Coleman, Executive Director of the Advanced Ethanol Council. I appreciate you getting on the line. I'm going to touch on a couple things. One is what I think are the more interesting parts of the poll, and second, what the policy implications are. And I'm going to start with policy. As most of you on the phone are aware, we're having this conversation because of the 2007 renewable fuel standard. And at that point, Congress set out to diversify the fuels market, and they did it because we were highly dependent on foreign oil. We were spending almost $1 billion a day and for petroleum, and this was putting great stress on our economy and our environment. Nothing has changed. We're talking about in the last less than 10 years, we've gone from close to 0% of the marketplace to about 10%. That 10% is American-made. It's comprised of fuel that is significantly or largely significantly cheaper than gasoline, and so for example, ethanol is 60 to 70 cents per gallon cheaper than gasoline, and so we have this sort of incredible story to tell where we've taken 10% of the blend and moved it over to domestic sources of renewable fuel at consumer savings, and the result, of course, is that we're under attack, and the oil industry would prefer to have 100% of the marketplace rather than 90%, and they're spending tens of millions of dollars trying to roll the policy over. So we went out and did the poll to really test how popular renewable fuels are in the space. We went to places that are not traditionally biofuel places, so North Carolina, New England, and of course we did a national poll. These are places that do not yet produce biofuels, and so we really wanted to see if folks in these areas understand what renewable fuels are. And what we found is tremendous. What we found is, as Brent said, is 9 out of 10 understand that alternative energy policies are either very important or somewhat important. 6 out of 10 know that we are paying more at the pump because of oil companies. And that's good news, because what's happened is in the marketplace over the last 10, 20 years is the oil companies have really consolidated. And they've taken that sort of mom-and-pop unbranded gasoline off the marketplace, and it's taken all the slack out of the rope. And now we have a marketplace that doesn't have much room for error. And this is one of the reasons that every headline, every decision by OPEC, every statement by the president of Iran affects the price of gasoline and affects the price of oil, and we pay for it. We thought it was interesting as well that when we looked at specific parts of the population, two-thirds of current and former military members and their family members say that they would take fewer trips to visit their family and friends. That's over the average. One-third of New Englanders and one-third of conservatives polled said that they would likely eat out less. And there are a variety of other statistics that are interesting in here. About 1 out of 5 said that they would cut back on clothes shopping. 12% said they would spend less on gifts for birthdays and holidays. The problem with that type of market response is we're seeing the direct link between gas prices and the problems that our economy is going through, the difficulty we are having recovering. Because when you have high gas prices, people aren't going out as much, they're not spending as much money, they're not buying things, and when you don't buy things, you don't have U.S. dollars recirculating through the U.S. economy, you don't have as much demand for U.S. goods. And so we're really seeing this sort of chain reaction that all starts at the top. And the good news is that we are coming online with more and more types of renewable fuel. Our industry, just to speak of one industry, is breaking through a commercial scale, and the RFS is driving that outcome, and it's really exciting. With that, I'll pass it over to Lynette for questions, if you have them.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing *1 on your telephone keypad. If you are joining us today using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 if you have a question or a comment. We'll pause for just a moment. We do have your first question. It'll come from Amanda Paterka from Greenwire. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for holding this call. I just wanted to touch base on the hearing later today in the Energy and Power Subcommittee. Wondering what, you know, the witnesses have been announced. They're going to all be from the government. Wondering what you expect to see come out of that hearing.
Yeah, this is Brent Erickson at BIO. Thanks for the question. I think we're going to see EPA talk about how they're going to proceed going forward and reiterate their commitment to maintaining the renewable fuel standard. We'll probably see USDA speak a little bit to the fuel versus food debate, and they'll probably have some solid numbers that show that biofuels really don't have a large impact on the price of food, contrary to what some of the other interest groups have been going around town and saying, so that'll be welcome. And then EIA will probably talk about the fuel supply and how renewable fuels will continue to enter the market.
Amanda, this is Brooke. I'll add a couple of things to that. I think Brent is exactly right. I think it seems to me that Congress has been most curious with regard to EPA about how the RFS is administered. What we've seen is that the EPA has had a very transparent and thoughtful process for issues such as the waiver requests, some of the year-to-year annual targets that they've set for cellulosic biofuel. One of the things we hope they'll touch on is, there are a couple things actually. One is that to date the RFS is whole. So 100% of the requirement for conventional and advanced biofuel through 2012 has been met. It's been met with different types of advanced biofuel, and the flexibility in the program has been used. We've read through some of the testimony, and we see that there is, hopefully there, that discussion will happen. Second thing is we hope the cost impacts of the RFS are discussed. And so in an era where we want to cut down on government spending, we have a policy that is creating jobs, reducing dependence on foreign oil, and then in the context of the president's speech yesterday, reducing greenhouse gas emissions at zero cost to the U.S. Treasury, and it's driving a fuel that is cheaper than gasoline, so it comes with consumer benefits. I'm not sure that anyone could find a policy that does those things at a net zero cost to the U.S. Treasury and net savings to the consumer. I don't think that the RFS has an equal. Lastly, one of the things that we've noticed with EIA is they've sort of, with their written testimony, is they've made an effort to sort of cast a little bit of a dark cloud over their expectations through 2022. And that's a little bit discouraging because this to date has been such a productive program. Again, we're in 100% compliance, and you know the problem with that, just to be honest about EIA, is they've always vastly underestimated future biofuel production levels. So they, for example, in 2001, they said in 2011 we're going to be using just over 2 billion gallons. They were off by 400%. So they were 400% below the actual volume produced for biofuels. And so what EIA does well is they sort of say, what are we going through today? What they do less well and what's far more difficult is looking out to 2018, 2019 and saying, well, how much biofuels are we going to have then? And so we're hoping that EIA is when they actually provide the testimony is a little bit clearer about the fact that the biofuels markets have shown that they can explode and that the technology, we can have these huge breakthroughs, and they've been wrong before, and we're looking forward to that next round with advanced biofuels.
Thank you.
All right, great. Well, thank you very much, everyone, for joining our call today.